begin the current daf and sech the sanet in afchavav. Begin the middle. Begin the tais master. Begin the gemara. Bishar rabu hanasin. When they increased the tax collectors, the ma'ininu arnunu, so then they said, okay, you can go ahead and plant during the Shemitah year. So it says, September, it has to take a second look. It says, and begin to say, Meshum arnunu, because of taxes, hitiru l'achash v'lizroi, they let them plow and plant to have yisurim in the rest, which are biblical prohibition. Says Tzayis Bishnu, you could say it's the Meir Bishviz Bezman Ezer Drabon. We're talking about Shemitah in these times, which is rabbinic, so they could be lenient. Or Inam Yishlam, another person you could say is the Bekuch Nefesh, where actually it was danger to one's life, which overrides a biblical prohibition. So Shailam HaMelech Mas, the king's going to ask for the taxes. Ve'en Lamayif, and they're not going to have what to pay. Or Mason, they're going to die, Betriz HaMelech, but in prison from the king's dungeon. V'achit Man Bisham, that's brought in Yisham Bisham Chayin Nefesh, because it's needed for people to live. Next says Matzah begins Gemara Abashon Maasya. They're on their way to make a leap year in Asya. From Timotheus ask us to take a second look. He says, if we're going to say Hey Chayim Ma'ab Maasya, how they make a leap year in Asya? Asya Chutzlo, it's out of Eretz Yisrael. The mean the Perik Cheskei Abatim, like the Gemara says, Babas Nam Abav Menalv. Asya Vespamia Bechulu, and you cannot make an Ibur Shana out of Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael says, what you can say is the Aber return number. It means to say is Lachshav to make the calculations. Tocha Mashma, this is what it sounds like from the Gemara, the Kamer, because he said Koyin Vechodesh. That it was a kind and plowing. Mashma sounds like a shvius. So that this story took place during Shemitah. Ve'ima ab nashon b'shvius, and you don't make an ibyah during the Shemitah. You could mean like the Gemara said, "Nafiyut beis manalv," and therefore, obviously, it was just to make the calculations. At least, just matzah begins with the words, "The Gemara gisnan ani b'toicha." Perisha kunches. So, Loshen Rishon rested for a pshat, but they were being down the kav schus that he could say, "Oh, I'm allowed to do this work because I'm a gistin." It means sachar ani b'toicha. I'm just a hired laborer, but Bekakash Nachi, who is a non-Jew's property. So since Blainir, that doesn't seem to be correct, because I mean, we're getting the Gemara says, Gindav Samuel Bezim Adalf, in Oichinim Anachi Beshevis, you're not allowed to hoe with a non-Jew in the Shemitah year. So I can't never compare, Achash Apesh Bekunja is actually something like the second Pshat Rashi says, Shemar Nuna, that's actually because of the taxes that, like the Gemara brings the story, that you're allowed to do that work in the Shemitah year. Next test, Matta begins with the Gemara. They said another excuse. They said the guy could say, I need it for the netting of the olive press. Therefore, he'd let it cut the vines on Shemitah. So it says, Kasha, difficult, because the Mikamakim still, Mabakach, who cares? Mikamakim have a Mashbech, a Kerem, still making the vineyard better. And there should be a violation of pruning Zaymer on Shemitah. That's what the Gemara says in Shemitah, Ein Gimel Beis. Hazaymer, if someone does pruning on a tree, but Sarchel eats when he needs the wood, Chayv Shtai. Liable for two things, b'shem kaitzer for harvesting, and b'shem neiteh for planting, because helping it grow better. So Achanam here also, l'chem b'shem avoydes neiteh, should be liable for planting, because it's helping. Who cares that he needs it also for the olive press? B'shem says, what you could say is, the avod lei b'oys inyan, no, he did in such a way, the vadi kosher lei, that actually it's actually harmful for the vine. So like l'chayv, I'm sure I'm going to tell you that you're not going to be liable for planting. Because I mean, Yabba Shabbos, like the Gemara says regarding Shabbos, the Shani Gabi Shabbos, because Shabbos is different. The Melechem of Shabbos, as a Torah makes a prohibitive as a calculated action. From a Savim of Shabbos, and this action is being done. Avag Gabi Shavis, but regarding Shemitah, in lesser, you don't make it forbidden, Rak Kech, the Meshbiah, Chakar, only be making the property better. Avag Lachal, but over here, Kashulet, it was making it worse. Kaikav Nishari, and that's permitted. These are Berkham Marichas, like the Gemara says, Babas, don't pay on the base. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Yimachal Kahan, but made Truma. What do you mean? Why don't you sell with the Kahan for the cheaper price of a value of Truma? So it says to Timmy, we can say, what do you mean? For us, Allah is a Chayyab, but Pesh, but I'll do business which made the price of Minim, but Messiah is a Wadizara. Like it says in Abu Dizara, the Samach Bezim, and Bez, it says in Terla Achla, to eat it, but loyal is Chayyab, not to do business with it. And here it's mixed in with meat and produce. Pesh, someone says, what you can say is, now the Chayyab business that's prohibited, the Heinrich Shemach, is shook. It's still in the marketplace. Can't Chanos, like a store, the dumb lischar, that's similar to doing business. Of a pamachad, but one time can a kareb amalek, just you know, happens to be like a b'shem lischar. That's not a prohibition of doing business with shemitah produce. Next test matzah begins with the words of the Gemara kadur al eretz rechebes yudaim, which that was he was being told to Shevna that your enemies are going to surround you. Kadur al eretz rechebes yudaim. Now, special contrast explains kadur means kashura. The kof is like dur, is like shur, is like a row. You say vua that they can surround them. Chayol is the soldiers. Pesha acher. Another interpretation is kager, shehu goyla, that is going to go into exile because it's lashon dira, it's a terminology of living, that is going to live like a ger in this faraway land. Kamei madur ba'oli resha tilim peidalat, that it means living. Olashnach. Another interpretation kikadur, like a ball, ploitablas.
Kumahakador va omum, I think one brings later on some chesma base. Now, Avgav Blake Siv Kakador, should have said not Kador but Kakador because it's comparing, should have another chav. Kamagumashkran kihai drasha, we do find similar expositions like this. So it says in Kehelis, Yod Beis, Divri Chachamim Kadar Vainis. But the Shin Yisham is a legend expounds, Kakador shall banis, like the bowl of the girl, shall zirkinzu liat chaverta, that she throws it to her friend. So that's Kadar Vainis, like the Kador of the banis. And why is it comparing Tara to that? Kachadumaisa Divri Tara lechaveri, ul tamidav zelze. So too, a person gives over words of Torah to his friend, to his students, one with the other, and they become intelligent one from the other. And like you said, kakad darvinus, they should have said another chav. And still, you see, he makes such a touch. It's not so difficult to say that it means a ball, that he's going to make a ball into this faraway land.